My mother, she walked with a set expression on her face, without a word, deep in thought. I looked at my little sister, Tzipporah, her fair hair well combed, a red coat over her arm, a little girl of 7. The bundle on her back was too heavy for her. She gritted her teeth. She knew by now that it would be useless to complain. The police were striking out with their truncheons. Faster! I had no strength left. The journey had only just begun, and I felt so weak. Faster! Faster! Get on with you, lazy swine! Yelled the Hungarian police. It was from that moment that I began to hate them, and my hate is still the only link between us today. They were our first oppressors. They were the first of the faces of hell and death. We were ordered to run. We advanced in double time. Who would have thought we were so strong? Behind their windows, behind their shutters, our compatriots looked out at us as we passed. At last, we reached our destination. Throwing our bags to the ground, we sank down. Oh, God, Lord of the universe, take pity upon us in thy great mercy. The Little Ghetto. 3 days before, people had still been living there. The people who owned the things we were using now. They had been expelled. Already we had completely forgotten them. The disorder was greater than in the big ghetto. The people must have been driven out unexpectedly. I went to see the rooms where my uncle's family had lived. On the table there was a half-finished bowl of soup. There was a pie waiting to be put in the oven. Books were littered about on the floor. Perhaps my uncle had had dreams of taking them with him. We settled in. What a word. I went to get some wood. My sisters lit the fire. Despite her own weariness, my mother began to prepare a meal.